In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson that was read a few moments ago. I'd like to read this one short sentence where Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." This section of John's Gospel, specifically the first verses of chapter 14, is one of my favorite sections of Scripture. Or maybe I would more accurately say this: in this section of John's Gospel are found three different favorite passages, favorite for different people and for different reasons. First, this is a favorite passage for funeral services. In my experience, after Psalm 23, the early verses of John 14 have most often been requested. We cherish the image of Jesus preparing a place for us and the promise that he will come again to take us to himself. Secondly, this is also a favorite passage for evangelism and for discussions on who Christ is. Here we hear Jesus say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father, and I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." Jesus makes very clear who he is and what he is about. Finally, this is a favorite passage for prayer. Jesus boldly promises, "I will do whatever you ask in my name, and if in my name you ask for anything, I will do it." What a reckless promise. Yes, to the skeptical observer. No, to those of us who pray often and earnestly. And are not you and I in that second category? I don't know about you, but I've never known my Lord to say anything that he does not mean. So to us, to his disciples, he commits the marvelous power of prayer. And how can I summarize what Jesus is saying in this section of John's Gospel? Here he shows us who he is in relationship to the Father, what we can do for him, what he can do through us, and all that the Father and he have in store for us. Yes, it's about us that Jesus says, "The one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father." Jesus' words here obviously get our attention. They give us a sense of well-being. They do this because they make us feel that Jesus understands us, that he feels for us, that he knows our distresses, that he wants to help us, that he is for us. But notice that Jesus' words of comfort go far beyond the attitude of compassion. He doesn't stop with saying, "Let not your hearts be troubled." In other words, don't worry. He adds some very sound reasons why worrying is unnecessary. First, Jesus calls our attention to God. "Believe in God," Jesus says. And then he adds, "Believe also in me." Then Jesus describes heaven. "In my house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you." What Jesus said here boggled Thomas's mind. But isn't that the way it is with God? He's always messing with us, messing with our expectations. We expect kings and he sends us a baby. We look for a knight in shining armor riding on a white charger and he comes to us riding on a mule. We expect thrones and he shows up on a cross. Little wonder it was so hard for Thomas to understand what was going on. Little wonder that Thomas was perplexed and asked, "Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" It's no better for us, is it, even with our GPSs? We look for God in all the wrong places. We think surely God is with us when everything is going smoothly or as we planned it, when the truth is that he also stands with us in the midst of dark days, those days of failure and disasters. But isn't that the message of Easter? Are we not to look for God in the midst of death and defeat, as well as in resurrection and victory? There's nothing that God does that we do not discover in Jesus. No wonder then in his answer to Thomas's question, "Lord, we do not know where you're going," Jesus answered Thomas by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And he's saying the same thing to us today. "Look at me, believe in me," he says. He wants to capture us spiritually. He wants that experience to be the most magnificent thing that has ever happened to us, and he died and rose again to make that possible for us. Yes, because of what God has given us in his Son, Jesus Christ, we are people who can move out into a new life with hope and certainty. We can leave all our worries and cares into his hands. What's more, we can take Jesus at his word when he says, "I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me will also work the works that I do, and greater works than these." You can go many directions with that. Just look around. It won't take you long to see that what Jesus is saying is true. How foolish we are. We stand around waiting for miracles like those Jesus performed, and all the while lose the sight of the miracles all around us today, as well as the presence of God. So what does God want us to hear today? He wants us to know that Jesus will lead us into his presence. He wants us to know his loving heart, the heart that was willing to sacrifice his Son for us. He wants us to know that because of his grace, all is well for us, both in this life and the life to come. "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Those are Jesus' words for us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.